From SGI USA, I'm Cassidy Bradford, and this is Buddhability, the weekly series where I talk with Buddhists from all walks of life about the power we each have to change our lives and the world around us. I recently read a Harvard research study on the mental health of young adults. They found that young adults aged 18 to 25 are experiencing anxiety and depression at pretty alarming rates. Through surveys, interviews, and focus groups, they were able to identify the top issues driving anxiety and depression. Today, I'm going to talk about two. One, lack of meaning, and two, relationship deficits. Feeling a lack of purpose in your life and missing meaningful relationships might not immediately seem related. But, interestingly, their research recommends that the best way for people to find meaning and fulfillment in life is through supporting others and developing gratifying relationships. That sounds an awful lot like the Buddhist perspective, right? SGI Nietzsche and Buddhism teaches us that the happiness of ourselves and others are two sides of the same coin. They're deeply interconnected. But maybe you're struggling to develop genuine friendships and find community. So today, we're talking about Buddhism and friendship. On the surface, you might think that Buddhism is all practice about the self. I mean, we focus on bettering ourselves, right? And Buddhism teaches us that ultimately, everything is a reflection of our own life. But that doesn't mean that Buddhism is only about the self. The original Buddha, Shakyamuni, or sometimes he's referred to as Siddhartha, had many disciples. And one of those disciples, Ananda, asked Shakyamuni, "It seems to me that by having good friends and advancing together with them, one has already halfway attained the Buddha way. Is this way of thinking correct?" And it might seem like, whoa, half of Buddhist practice is having good friends? That seems like might be an exaggeration. But Shakyamuni responded, "Ananda, this way of thinking is not correct. Having good friends and advancing together with them is not half the Buddha way, but all the Buddha way." When speaking about this interaction, Buddhist philosopher Daisaku Ikeda said, "Sometimes advancing together with others is frustrating and difficult. Acting alone just as one pleases is undoubtedly much easier. But that can lead to becoming self-centered, which prevents us from practicing Buddhism properly. Before we know it, we'll have strayed from the correct path. Ultimately, we'll find ourselves in a lonely, sad, and miserable state of life. Mutual development and true Buddhist practice lie in joining together with many different kinds of individuals and sharing various challenges and efforts with them as we encourage one another to advance and grow. This is the real way to develop ourselves as human beings, and it is also true freedom." So, if having good friends is the Buddha way, how do we make friends? I struggled a lot as a kid to make friends, mostly because I felt insecure. Even as I made really great friends in college, I still sometimes doubted how much they liked me. Thinking back, I was still getting to know who I was and developing a strong sense of self. During my college years, I read and reread a book called Discussions on Youth by Daisaku Ikeda. In it, Ikeda dialogues with young people about all sorts of struggles related to being young. When speaking to them about making friends, he says, "Good friends warmly encourage others, give them hope, and inspire them towards self-improvement. And to have friends like that, the first thing you must do is become such a person yourself. For example, when you notice someone is worried about something, offer a kind word. You could say, for instance, 'You don't look so happy. Is something wrong?' When you make a promise, always keep it, no matter what. If you try to be that kind of person, you'll soon come to find yourself surrounded by good friends. There's no need to worry or be overly anxious if you cannot immediately form the ideal friendships you wish for. Life is long, and you'll have many opportunities to make friends. Just be patient and don't give up. When you are young, you go through many changes, and so do your peers. The most important thing is to forge a strong self. Find your dream, the one that's right for you, and work to make it come true. Sometimes friendship just happens. Sometimes you have to seek it out. Sometimes it develops from sharing similar likes and dislikes. However it starts, friendship is friendship. It's through chanting Nam-myoho-renge-kyo that we can develop a strong sense of self. I vividly remember my first year of college being really inspired by some upperclassmen who really seemed to have such a solid sense of who they were. So I decided to start chanting to live authentically. Throughout those 4 years, I started to gain more confidence and clarity about who I was. In the same dialogue with young people, they asked about understanding and expressing their individuality. Ikeda responds to them, "Individuality has been described as a unique treasure we each possess. Just as no two people look exactly the same, we all have our individual characteristics. We each have a treasure that belongs to us alone. We have a mission that only we can fulfill. Everyone has a unique character, a unique identity. That individuality makes for a way of life and mission that are ours alone. It is something special and singularly our own. No one else can possess it. Part of our very being, it is something we exude naturally without thinking about it. Life is about expressing and developing that individuality as full as possible. In other words, it is about self-realization. We also call this human revolution. The fact that we have been born into this world means that we each have a unique purpose to fulfill. If we didn't, we would not have been born. Nothing in the universe is without value. Everything has meaning. Even plants that were spurned as weeds have a function. Each living thing has a unique identity, role, and purpose. The cherry as a cherry, the plum as a plum, the peach as a peach, the damson as a damson. Through chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, we bring out the best parts of ourselves and gain confidence in who we are. Ikeda also says that to make friends, we have to open up and share our hearts. He writes, "The better you know others, the easier it is to converse with them. That's why you must make a serious effort to get to know people. When you've done that, just converse sincerely with them in the way that comes naturally to you." He says that dialogue is the courageous willingness to know and be known by others. It is the painstaking and persistent effort to remove all obstacles that obscure our common humanity. The key here is that it takes courage to reach out to someone, and even more to open our hearts and be ourselves around them. Jonathan Chang of New York City used his Buddhist practice in his first year of college to bring out the courage to make friends.
A few months into my freshman year, I was like trying to put together my like idea for a freshman thesis film. Being a filmmaker, you have to collaborate with other people, and it was so hard to feel like I had like good friends or classmates that I could work with. Like all these sense of loneliness come up, just very doubtful about whether or not I should be pursuing this career. I was like worried about like opening up about my ideas. The main things I was like chanting about was wanting to be much more courageous in class, not be fearful about like asking for help, participating in class and stuff. And the changes that I ended up seeing were I was like doing my best to participate more in class and started to show some of my like exercises of like the film projects that we had to work on. A lot of the things that I like to put together in my films are a lot of the technical aspects that like people probably haven't experimented with before. Classmates were starting to like wonder, like, whoa, like, how did you do that? Or can you help me with this? And it got to a point where, you know, in the second half of our freshman year, like I was starting to help other people with some of their projects because they realized like, oh, I'm actually good at these certain things that they didn't know before. And in turn, I was able to develop a better relationship with my classmates, start to actually have some people help me on my film. And the end result of the end of my freshman year was like much more different than I expected. It was such a huge shift for me to really, you know, see that. But then I really started to trust, like, okay, like, this is something that's really helping me. And each day was even a struggle, too, where I felt like, okay, like, am I actually good friends with these, you know, classmates? Or am I, like, making it all up in my head? I would chant to make sure that I would overcome these doubtful feelings that these are not my friends. And these are just classmates who are just, like, pitying me or something. And just reminding myself, like, I am the greatest version of myself that'll come out to be able to interact with my classmates.
It's also natural to sometimes shy away from making friends. Maybe you're afraid of being judged, or in the case of deepening our friendships, you might be the one doing the judging. And maybe you want to avoid conflict, so you don't address issues. When we're having trouble with a friend, we can use our Buddhist practice to face the issue head on. When we chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, we tap into our Buddhability, the limitless wisdom, courage, and compassion inherent in our lives. Buddhism teaches that human relationships are a mirror for our lives. As we chant, we can tap into the wisdom to see the situation clearly. Maybe we need more compassion for our friend, or maybe we need the courage to advocate for what we need. And while it can absolutely be a challenge to put yourself out there to make friends and make those friendships really meaningful, ultimately it's worth it, because friendship is one of the greatest joys we can experience. To close us out, I want to share this quote from Daisaku Ikeda on the preciousness of friendship. Just like air, the heart is also invisible to the naked eye. But that heart holds all of people's happiness and sadness, their beauty and their luminance, as well as their dark and unattractive side. The intangible tie that links the heart of one person to another is friendship. It is not about personal gain or status, nor is it about strategy or superficial interactions. It is a relationship built on the genuine sincerity of those involved. Friendship is the most beautiful, most powerful, and most valuable treasure in life. It is your true wealth. No matter how much status people may gain or how rich they may become, a life without friends is sad and lonely. It also leads to an unbalanced, self-centered existence. You were born in this vast universe, on the tiny planet Earth, and in the same era as the people around you. Yet, it is extremely rare to find among the some 5.8 billion people on this planet genuine, unconditional friends with whom you can be totally yourselves and who will intuitively understand your thoughts and feelings without need for words. But if some of you feel that you don't have any close friends right now, please don't worry. Just decide that the reason you don't have any now is so that you can have wonderful friends in the future. Concentrate your energies now on becoming fine people. In any event, it's important to understand that friendship depends on you, not on the other person. It all comes down to your attitude and contribution. I hope you will not be fair-weather friends, only helping others when circumstances are good, and then leaving them high and dry when some problem occurs. Instead, please become people who stick by your friends with unchanging loyalty through thick and thin. If you've listened to the show before, you've heard many times that we have a great Buddhist community filled with so many wonderful people, truly from every walk of life you can imagine. In it, I've developed some of the most fulfilling friendships with folks who see me as I am and help me challenge myself to become happier and happier. If you're a listener but haven't reached out to get connected yet, please feel free to email us at connect@buddhability.org so we can help you find a local Buddhist community in your area. Until next time, thanks for listening.